Welcome to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Tom Wilson from the Risdahl Marketing Group, and our topic of the day is your blog, keeping it current, relevant, and fresh. Tom, why is this issue important to business owners?
Well, social media is an important element in a company's media mix. Your business blog is a key ingredient. It can be a powerful and persuasive voice of the company. The company blog is an effective social media tool. However, it requires routine attention and updating. The problem is, keeping your blog fresh is not always a priority. Emergencies flare up, routine business issues take over, and before you know it, you haven't added content for weeks. To generate awareness and, more importantly, create a dialogue, you need to keep your blog updated to keep visitors interested.
Why is it so important to keep a blog fresh?
Well, search engines such as Google and Yahoo provide their customers with up-to-date content. Blogs provide this. Plus, they are less formal than static web content, and the conversational tone is similar to the way people query search engines.
So what tips can you share to keep a blog?
Well, first, keep your blogs brief, no more than 500 words. Second, feature customers in your blog, what they do, why they use you, and keep it simple. Third, take a look at what others are writing about. Take the time to follow and read other blogs. You can always spin a different angle on a topic that's already been written.
How often should you blog?
Posting one or two blogs a week is ideal.
What about guest bloggers?
You bet. I love guest bloggers because they allow you to take a break. It also opens the door for a new voice in your space. At Risdahl, we use several bloggers covering many practice areas. Make sure you give your guest blogger plenty of advance notice to write the blog. And don't be afraid to edit the guest blog either. Most guest bloggers welcome a second pair of eyes.
Any final blogging advice you can share?
Well, in order to stay on track and deliver timely and relevant blogs, you should create an editorial calendar. It makes the process of writing much easier because you do all the planning in advance. Use a simple spreadsheet to schedule your blogs. Your calendar should list the topic, the angle you're taking, and the due date. Pretty simple, yet highly effective when you stay on top of it.
If you would like to speak with Tom Wilson or other members of the Risdahl team, contact information in our business reference library can be found at todaysbusinessradio.com. Risdahl Marketing Group and our other TBR advisory firms are committed to help with all of your business issues. Please listen every weekday at 7:20 on Davis and Emmer in the morning for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.